Welcome to the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Zweig, multi-seven-figure serial entrepreneur, best-selling author, and branding and business coach. And this is a show where we are redefining the word hustle, reclaiming our true feminine nature of magnetism, and putting down the self-judgments and shame around loving to work and making a lot of money at it. On this show, you're going to learn how to stop hustling and start spiritually hustling. By pressing play, you are now part of a new movement of women who don't hustle for money. We hustle for meaning. We don't hustle from lack. We hustle for love. We don't hustle from survival. We hustle for humanity's thriving. We hustle toward healing the ancestral programming of fear and step into a new understanding of safety in the body to receive. This shift isn't going to only heal your life. It's going to make you a whole lot richer too. This is the Spiritual Hustler Podcast.
Well, hello and welcome back to the show, my beautiful spiritual hustlers. I am your host, Jess, and I'm so excited to talk about what we're going to talk about today. It's definitely going to be a juicy one, a radically honest one. You guys ready? Don't listen to this one if you're not ready. I just want to first welcome you here and thank you for tuning in. If you're new to the show, welcome, welcome. If you're not new, welcome back. This is the podcast where we break down all things spiritual and all things business, hence the Spiritual Hustler title, movement, community, collective of lightworker women who are doing this thing called building their dreams with more feminine essence, consciousness, alignment, magnetism, ease. Yep, all of those things are possible. And every Thursday on the podcast, I bring you a tiny little key from my keychain, my cosmic keychain, inspired by the tattoo of a key on my heart. Crazy like that. And I just hope that these little mini-sodes every Thursday help you unlock whatever is blocking you from really, truly living your brightest, highest timeline and all of the success and abundance and ease and joy and connection and turn on and fun and play and health and vitality and aliveness that happens when we unlock the locks that have been keeping us stuck, small, in fear, and programmed based upon things that we've never claimed to be ours, but were inherited unconsciously from what I call the matrix. And this one is probably going to be one of the biggest things we've unconsciously inherited, and that is striving, the desire for more. And today, I want to have a very loving calling out. And what I mean by that, it's really a calling in. So like I said, pull up a seat, babe. We're going there. This is a mirror moment, if you will, where I don't just hand you a key, but maybe hold a beautiful, sparkling mirror up to parts of yourself that you have not seen. Because I want to talk about striving today. And it's the constant push for more that so many of us live in without even knowing we're in it. And I'm going to start this with a very honest confession, because I've had that mirror held up to me, babe, for years. My entire life, my entire business, my entire nervous system ran on the fuel of next, the next milestone, the next book deal, the next revenue level, the next launch, the next opportunity, the next metric. And if I wasn't growing at a steep, I'm not just talking about an incline, you guys, a steep incline at all times, I felt like I was failing. This was primarily when I was running my agency, but this was literally the game that I was playing, okay? If I made $1 million in year one, well, then it had to be 1.8 the next year. And then once I hit 3 million, it was then 5 million, and then 6.5 million the year after that. And it was always this deep internal next, more, bigger. And if it wasn't always up and to the right, then clearly something was wrong with me, right? That is how I felt to my core, and the pressure of constantly needing to expand ended up breaking me. And it didn't just show up in my business. If my book deal didn't get bigger, if my podcast didn't explode, if my Instagram wasn't constantly climbing, if the universe wasn't delivering me the shinier and shinier things on fucking demand, my brain, my consciousness, my beliefs, my emotional state went straight into, you're behind. You're not enough, Jessica. You have to try harder. And I know that so many women feel this too, this quiet panic that happens unconsciously and quietly under the surface that is telling us this better grow, this better work, this better go viral, this year better be the quantum leap. But the truth is, sister, this striving, this constant hunger for more isn't natural. It isn't feminine. It isn't your soul speaking to you and through you. The striving is programming. Okay. And I want to break this down because there are some serious root causes behind why we as women strive and kill ourselves in the name of ambition and success that has been running its programming for long, long before we were even born. So we'll start with patriarchal conditioning. We were taught from a very young age that our value lies in being good girls. Our output, our sweetness, our success, our productivity, our achievement, our ability to prove that we belong in the room. And I don't know about you, but there are days where I still feel that proving, but I'm here. I've got my key. I've been unlocking this lock for a long time. And that good girl template requires us to hold up the sky, to be perfect, to not drop balls, to be impressive, to never disappoint anyone, to do more than enough, to people please, to be the best. We also live in a culture where someone else's highlight reel is always in our face, right? Success is portrayed not as satisfaction, but as acceleration. Everyone is growing, growing, growing all the time. Have you seen someone lately that just feels really at peace with where they are on Instagram? Everyone is shooting for the next goal. And honestly, most women are operating unconsciously from such deep nervous system dysregulation with the default setting of the freeze, the hustle, the burnout, repeat. Striving is literally a survival response dressed up as ambition. I'm going to say that again. Striving is a survival response that is dressed up as ambition. And sister, did I wear that outfit proudly for most of my life? And the message that we have internalized is if I slow down, if I take care of myself, if I unhook from the matrix, take my chips off the table, do it my way at my own pace, which is as slow and easeful and gentle as possible, I'll fall behind.
Okay, sisters, truth bomb time. Your brain and your nervous system don't give a flying F about your goals, your dreams, or your next launch strategy. The only thing that they are seeking is familiarity. That's why healing and growth and expansion often feels like resistance. That's because it's unfamiliar. Microflow is here to change that. Founded by Christy Nault, a root cause health expert, Microflow blends psilocybin, yep, that's magic mushrooms, lion's mane, cacao, rose, and blue lotus into the cleanest microdosing supplements on the market. 100% organic, Reiki infused, and third-party lab tested. Now, these formulas, which I have been using for 3 years and have completely changed my life, are designed to quiet what Christy calls the default mode network, aka your brain's autopilot, and ignites what's called neurogenesis, helping your brain to build new pathways wired for vitality, trust, receptivity, courage, abundance, confidence, and connection. Whether you're addressing anxiety, which I've struggled with, ADHD, burnout, which I've struggled a lot with, or just want to feel more clear and in flow in your everyday life, Microflow is a nervous system resourcing tool that is safe for everyday life. Yes, even while parenting, working, driving, or even podcasting. Wink, wink. I want you to start with the Exude and Surrender bundle, which harmonizes your system to sync with your cycle and the lunar flow of the moon. And for somatic healing and deeper journeys, the Theta Blend supports breathwork, intimacy, and your spiritual practice. Now, if you are ready to upgrade the entire technology of your cells in your body and rewire your subconscious mind, go to microflowhealing.com, use code Jessica10 for $10 off of your order and receive access to Christy's free 2.5 hour magic mushroom microdosing masterclass. Yep, all my goodies just for you. That's microflowhealing.com and use Jessica10 to get $10 off of your order.
But here's the thing I need you to know after I've walked this path for quite some time on the other side. Your striving doesn't create your quantum leaps. It actually blocks them. Over the last few years, I have quantum leaped in this way in ways that I wasn't expecting. Yes, financially, my new company that I've been running did 7 figures in year one and multi-7 in year two, but these quantum leaps have had nothing to do with money. As above, so below, as I say, when I stopped striving for the next shiny penny, I was able to drop into my marriage, to move into a dream house, to activate my deepest sense of feminine embodiment. I rewrote my entire identity so it felt more aligned with my soul. I live with an unshakable sense of enoughness, and I trust my own unique timeline and its own perfect divine time that everything I am desiring takes like never before. Because here's the truth. None of this happened because I pushed harder. It didn't happen because I forced momentum. It didn't happen because I obsessed over growth. It happened because I finally asked myself, where is this pressure coming from? And what if nothing is wrong with where I am? Speaking of my marriage, maybe you heard Annie Lala on the podcast a couple weeks ago. She is my love and relationship coach. Brian and I have been working with Annie for 5 years. We've been through all of the mountains and valleys and ups and downs. She is the best of the best. Go back and listen to that podcast. It's one of my favorites. And I actually shared this story on that conversation, but I'll reflect it again here. A couple years ago, in one of my not so finer moments, I was fighting with Brian and I came out, I lashed out at him and I just said, our marriage is boring. And without missing a beat, he goes, we're not boring. We're functional. And I was like, I don't want to be fucking functional. I want to be fucking epic, Brian. And of course, this was a really big blow up and a wound because that really hurt him that I told him I thought our relationship was boring. And we had to see Annie about it. And we went to our love coach, this incredible queen of consciousness. And her response cracked something so open in me. She said, Jessica, you cannot have epic until you honor functional. You can't have more until you fall in love with what is here. And that was the key here on this unlocking episode, because striving is the belief that this moment isn't worthy until it becomes something else. But quantum leaping is a different truth. It says this moment is holy, and because it is already enough, it can expand. Here is what nobody is telling you about quantum leaps. They don't happen when you chase more. They happen when you stop abandoning the now. When you stop treating your life like a waiting room, when you stop pressuring your business to save you, when you stop forcing your partner, your clients, your community to give you something that you haven't already given yourself. Quantum leaping happens when you regulate your nervous system, honor your current season, celebrate what is working, let your desire lead, not your fear, make decisions from sufficiency, not scarcity, and fall in love. An absolute devotional love to the now. That is when doors actually start to fly open. That's when timelines collapse, when your life literally starts to shapeshift. This is the new paradigm, sisters, that we are stepping into as awake and remembered women who have woken the fuck up to the lie that it has to be bigger, 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 better, 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 more, 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 next, next, next. So here is my loving calling out / calling into you, to the sister I'm talking to you who is listening right now. If you are constantly trying to get to the next thing, if you feel that tightness in your chest, unless you are growing, if you're addicted to the up and to the right graph like I was, I want you to breathe. I wish someone would have told me this then. You do not have to strive your way into the next level. You actually just simply get to receive your next level by anchoring into the one that you're already in. I'm inviting you to fall in love with functional. I'll never forget when Annie said, do you know how many marriages wish that they were functional? You and Brian work together and you live together and love together and raise dogs together, and you're not celebrating functional? It's not enough for you, Jessica. It's not enough for you, sister, the magic and the perfection of where you are right now in this current moment in your life. Fall in love with this version of you. The one who is doing her best, who is showing up, who is learning, who is growing, who is already enough. Because here's the paradox. The moment that you stop chasing more is the exact moment more can finally find you. I love you all so much. Thank you for letting me call you out to call you in. And let's quantum leap in the new earth paradigm. I'll see you on the next episode of the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. Bye, guys.